welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Well, I was all prepared to go here and preach on what I've been preaching on. There's no let up in my spirit. But then the Holy Spirit, as I was walking down the hallway, he said a little phrase to me. He said, life in the spirit. That's what he said to me, life in the spirit. So what I'm going to do is, you don't have to go to Mark 5 yet, but I'm going to take you somewhere else and set a little bit of a foundation. I have no idea, again, why this is happening, but again, understand the Holy Spirit is omniscient. What does that mean? He knows everything, all right? So if we need any kind of relationships at all in this world, the first and foremost relationship we need is with God. We need it with the help of the Holy Spirit, amen? Now, if the Holy Spirit knows absolutely, do you know anybody who knows absolutely everything who's flesh and blood? I don't. I got a lot of people who say they do. Am I right? Of course, you've never said that. And I've never said that. Well, of course not. But there's nobody on planet Earth who knows everything. But life in the Spirit. Say life in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows everything. Now, how many of us are going through something? Health-wise, maybe. Finance-wise, family. Okay. Guess who knew about that long before? The Holy Spirit, God, His Spirit. So if He knew these things would come about somewhere, who's the best person to get in a relationship with? Now, if I was going to build a house, I wouldn't go make an appointment with my dentist. Why? Because my dentist doesn't build houses. And if I had a problem with a tooth, I don't call the builder up and say, can you fix my tooth? But many times what we do is we get to a place where we depend on us and other people who really don't know what it is that we're going through. But God does, because life in the Spirit is a life that will see you and I through each and every circumstance and every mountain that you and I face. But it's so difficult for sometimes the believer to get that straight up here in our head. When the Bible talks about Jesus spoke to God, that was a face-to-face relationship. It meant face-to-face with God every day. How did Jesus know what to do in that particular day? He first heard the Father say it, then he saw the Father do it. Why was Jesus so successful in his earthly ministry? Because he did not do anything outside the parameter of what he heard the Father say and what he saw the Father do. Why is it that so many believers are in such turmoil and preachers? Because they step out of the Holy Spirit about what he's saying and what he's doing. I know pastors that just don't last long in the ministry. Well, we're going to buy this big piece of land, we're going to build this big building, and do this, and they get millions of dollars in the debt, and the people leave because God never told them to do that. When God says something to me, I establish it by saying exactly what he says. And then I begin by faith to walk that principle out. Now listen real quick, I've shared this scripture with you, but listen, don't have to turn there. Hebrews chapter 4, and it reads this way. Are you ready for this? This is how it happens, all right? Listen, Hebrews 1, let's start there just for a moment. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think he has come too late and has come short of reaching it. For indeed we have had the glad tidings, the good news of the gospel, proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But here's the problem, here's the dilemma with Israel. It's the problem and the dilemma with us today. But the message they heard, when you and I read the Word of God, it's a message to us. You notice the word gospel means what? Good news. We've got to do this now. When the message is heard, they did not mix what they heard with faith. So the message they heard did not benefit them. This book called the Word of God, the power of God, the promise of God, if we build on this foundation, the benefits of the message we hear will produce after its own kind. But listen, because it wasn't mixed with faith, They did not rely on God. They got into themselves. They start talking about the problems and the circumstances more than the answer. When God told Israel they'd give him what? A promised land? What is a promised land? Something God promised you. The Bible says God's not a man that he should lie. Has he not? Shall he not? The Bible says that when he speaks his word, it never does what? Comes back. Hold on, listen. Comes back. Empty or void. How do they return? Accomplish everything it was set out to do. Here's a principle of life. Listen, God always speaks first. When the Old Testament, Genesis, as a matter of fact, says this, God said, let there be light. Who was he impressing? Who was in the grandstands? He was establishing a principle of everything you and I have in life comes here. Here's the starting point. It's what we speak by faith. When you and I mix everything by faith, the promises of God that are already available will come to pass. All right? We have this, but we've got to learn. Listen, I can talk to people and tell you where they are spiritually. Because if they don't talk like the Word talks, they're talking about how they talk. And if you don't hear me talking about the Word, you hear about me just talking about me and my circumstances and problem. I want to talk to somebody. I want you to hear me say, this mountain's over here, but I'm doing what God told me to do through his word. Say, see, a lot of people, just they don't like this talking stuff. God established things in the word of God and on this planet by saying what? Let there be, and then what happened? He wasn't doing it for his benefit. He was doing it for ours. As we look from Genesis over to Revelation, we'll find out that it's a principle of life. It's a principle of life to establish the word of God to say what God says. Well, Pastor, what if I don't believe it? It's a principle that you work at. How many times have you, maybe let's say you planted a garden. Do you just put a seed in and run away and come back for harvest? There's work involved. If you want to have children, you just don't have a child and say, see in 20 years. You spend day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. What are you doing? Raising the child. And then when they're old enough to go on their way, what do? They come back and bleed you some more. Am I right? You never get rid of these children. That's not how it's supposed to be. They're a heritage to you and to me. Understand the principle. Amen? Say a heritage. Everything, say this with me, everything starts with our mouth saying what God says. And in Hebrews 10:23, it says, embracing what God says, confessing what God says, and holding tightly to it, no matter who says what they say and when they say it. If I could tell you the number of people that spoke against things that we did in this church from early on, well, that's not God. I know it's God. Guess where we are today? Where a lot of churches would like to be, totally debt-free on a piece of property right off the interstate. Hello, somebody, help me out. The woman that sold us the property sent us pictures of when we broke ground. She still remembers and so glad that the church, Harvest Church, was able to get the property from her. She was saving it for her church across Route 9, but they chose another piece of property. So her heart was established for this property, listen to me, to have a church on it. Long before we ever came along. And builder after builder after builder refused the property because the entrance, 212 feet, was too small of an entrance and she wouldn't sell her property. Then we came along. That wasn't by accident. It was God's divine promise to this church. This was our promised land. And then she decided to sell 2.5 more acres. Are you hearing me? Because somebody who wasn't even a believer heard from God and didn't know about it, and we grabbed a hold of the promise of God. He said, this is your place. But there was no money to buy it. Well, money's not a problem with God. What he's looking for is a bunch of people that will take what he says by faith and mix it with his promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't think Noah thought that it would take him 120 years to see that thing get done, but he stayed with it. He stuck with it. Why? Because what God has promised, man, don't give up on what God has told you. Don't give up on Just mix it with a little bit of faith. God gave the promised land to Israel, did he not? And when he sent the spies in there, what did they come back saying? 10 of them came back with what? 2 of them came back with a? How many of those that gave the bad report and those that believed it lasted? I heard it the other day. I knew it was around this. It's an 11-day journey across the desert. It was an 11-day journey across the wilderness. How long did Israel stick around there? 40 years. Sometimes we spend a lifetime wandering through the wilderness of our life when we can take God's shortcut to the answer, but because we don't mix it by faith, the answer never comes about. Then we say, God, where have you been? Here's where he's been. Here's where he always will be. Listen, we know people on Facebook, but we yet don't have a face-to-face relationship with God through the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Get this face-to-face relationship with God established in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, and you'll never go for want or waste in this life. God has never called us to be in poverty. I think I shook somebody up once when I once said, don't live from paycheck to paycheck. Don't say that you have a fixed income. Show me that in the Word of God where it says fixed. See how quiet it gets when you come against sacred cows? These are sacred cows. You don't have a fixed income. If God's Word is true, when you put something out of your mouth, what happens to it? It's putting a seed in the ground and multiplication shows up. I'm telling you, you can say unto this mountain, whatever the dilemma or problem is, and speak to it to go. Why? Because you're mixing the Word of God with faith. It's a promise. It always works. Say, it always works. I learned it from a good mentor. Jesus spoke to the wind. He spoke to the storm. He spoke to the sickness. He spoke to the fever. He spoke to the tree. Every time he spoke, he got the results. He spoke because he first saw Daddy God do it, and every time he said it, it established itself in his heart. Glory. The man with the withered hand, he said, stretch it forth. How can he stretch it forth if it's withered? He spoke to the lepers. Go, and as you go, what happened to them? They were healed, but they weren't healed when he told them to go. What was he doing? He was establishing the word he got from the Father here on earth. The Bible says, Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is established where? It doesn't say it's established here, but that's the principle of the kingdom of God, is to establish this here. Why isn't it being established here? People aren't sowing the seed of God's word. Seeing things that are not as though they... It's a principle. Well, I prayed for such and such and she died. So, Sister Susie, we prayed for her and she died. So I'm not going to pray for people anymore that are sick. I prayed for people and they've died because they got a glimpse of going home. How many of you know this is not our home? This is temporary residence. When Sister Susie gets a glimpse of home, nothing's going to stop her. But that doesn't stop us from praying the prayer of faith over the sick, prophesying God's word, because that's the way it becomes established.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.